Today's daf is Vachim daf Chof Vav, and we are at the last line on daf Chof Hei Amid Beis. Up to Gemara, Rav Ami, Amar Rab Elazar. So we started the sugya of Nishpach yesterday, and really that's a turning point in Masechta Zvachim as we go from the sugyas that deal primarily with Limudim, Droshes, Im Eino Inyan, Tneo Inyan, etc., etc., to some of the more lumdish Gemara. See the way it's talking. Rabbi Ami said in the name of Rabbi Loza, he befnim, v'raglel, b'chutz, a koyin, was shechting a behema. The behema itself was inside the Azara, v'raglel, b'chutz. Its feet, however, were outside of the Azara. Chotach, if the koyin cut off the feet, v'acha kach shochat, and then shechted the animal, k'shera, the halacha is, the shechita is going to be kosher. Shachat, if the kohen first shechted the animal, and only afterwards cut off the feet, psula, it's going to be possible. So the Gemara interrupts. If the kohen cut the feet of the animal, and then afterwards did the shechita, it's going to be kosher. Balmum come after. This is a Balmum 101. So the Gemara says, Eleima, you're right. Chatach v'achakach keep el ksheir. If the Koyen first cut off the foot of the animal and then was mekabel v'da, meaning first he did the shechita, then he was chatach, and before the kabbalah, after the shechita, the animal became a balmum, it's going to be kosher. Kibel v'achaka chatach psula. If the chatach happened after the kabbalah, it's going to be possible. But the Gemara says he didn't make it any better, because if you remember the last Gemara in Daf Chafei Amid Beis, chatach v'achaka kibel v'sheir v'amar abzeira ha'tzayr mo'izim b'char v'achaka kibel v'amar possible. If an animal gets a mum after the shechita, before the kabbalah, the halacha is it's possible. Shenema, we learn it from the par koyim Mashiach. It says v'lokach midama par shahaya kvar. So how could this be true? Amar abchiz amar avimi yur. Right. What it means is, we don't mean that the person was chatach the entire foot. If he was chatach the entire foot, chatach v'achakach shachat would for sure be possible. That's a balmum. Even if it was shachach, chatach v'achakach kibel would be possible, because that was Rav Zeirim's halacha. Hatzayrim oizim b'char v'achakach kibel dam apostle. An animal's not allowed to be a balmum before the shechita, and an animal's not even allowed to become a balmum after the shechita. When Rabbi Lazar said chatach, he wasn't talking about where you were chatach the entire Eiver. It was chatach the basar, up until the Eiver. Being that you were only chatach the basar, up until the Eiver, the animal never became a balmum. If the animal never became a balmum, there's no issue of balmum. What then is the issue? The issue is something completely different. The issue is that we know there's a halacha of yoytze. Yoytze means that the dam, that of a carbon, in order for it to be kosher, you have to make sure that it never left the mechitzes of the Azara. If the dam at some point leaves the mechitzes of the Azara, it becomes possible yoytze. So yoytze is another one of the psulim that I mentioned throughout Masechta Zvachim. You have a psul lina, you have a psul tameh, noiser, pigel, nishpach, there's something called yoytze. If the dam at any point will leave the mechitzes of the Azara, the dam is going to be possible be yoytze. Incidentally, it's not only true for the dam, it's true for the basar, it's true for the emurim as well. So if the emurim will leave the chaymas Azara, the emurim are going to become possible. The basar, it depends. Basar kachim kachim, they had to be eaten in the Azara. If it leaves the Azara, like the dam and the emurim, it too will become possible yoytze. Basar kachim kalim, that was nechal in Yerushalayim, didn't have to be eaten dafk in the Azara. It too has a psul yoytze, but the psul yoytze is not if the basar leaves the Azara. The katchila, you're allowed to eat it outside the Azara. It's if it leaves the chaymas of Yerushalayim. So dam has its mechitzes, basar has its mechitzes, the emurim have its mechitzes. If they leave their mechitzes, it's going to be a problem. The issue over here that Rabbi Elazar was addressing was if the animal, the majority of the animal was inside the Azara. He bifnim. V'raglel b'chutz. As soon as you do the shechita, you're going to have a problem. The problem is that dam that's in the part of the animal that's outside the Azara is technically yotzei. Now when you do the kabbalah, all the dam gets famished, and you're going to have the dam from the regal that's going to come up through the dam hanefesh. It's going to end up being in the klisharis. You're going to have inside the klisharis of dam that was nefsal b'yotze. So Rabbi Elazar said there's a way to address it. If it was chatach, if you cut the foot of the animal, not to the point where you made a balmum, but you cut it enough that you knocked off the blood flow from the regal up until the tzavra behema. So now you don't have to be worried about a taruvis of the dam that was yoytze. It's going to be kosher. The same will be true as if you were shachat, v'achakach chotach, v'achakach kibel. As long as you were chotach before the kabbalah, that too is going to be fine. The only time it's going to be an issue is if you were shachat, v'kibel, v'achakach chotach. So by the time you did the shechita and the kabbalah, the dam that was in the regal, which is outside of the azara, moved its way up to the tzavra behema, it got some mish together with the dam on nefesh, it comes out now, you have a taruvos of dam that's possible. Why was it possible? Because it was outside, it was possible the yotze, you didn't cut off the blood flow until after the kabbalah, being that you didn't cut it off until after the kabbalah, it's at that point it's going to be an issue. The obvious question is, why is it tolling the kabbalah? Why is the kabbalah the inflection point? Really, it should be tolling the shechita. Because as soon as you shech the animal, at that point, that's when the dam starts moving. That's when the dam shoots up to the tzavra behema l'chura. At that point is when the halach of yoytze should be cha. Obviously, an animal is allowed to be yoytze before the shechita. It's once you do the shechita. In the Gemara, it's mavur. It's not tolling the shechita, it's tolling the kabbalah. There's an arsameach, Rameir Simcha is mechadish from this Gemara, that you see there's no psul yoytze on dam kachem until after the kabbalah. Before the Kabbalah, there was no psul yotze. There's only a psul yotze after the Kabbalah. But regardless, the Gemara asks a different kasha. Shamim, you know, dam muvle v'evarim dam. Who could we bring a raya from here for something that's discussed in another area in Masechtas Vachim? That dam that's muvle v'evarim, that's still inside the animal, is considered dam. Where do you see that in this Gemara? Because you're telling me that you worried about the dam that's in the regal of the behemoth that was bachutz b'shas the shechito b'shas the Kabbalah. Then that means you're telling me that that is dam. Because if it's not dam, if we don't look at dam as dam until it leaves the behemoth, but when it's still muvle beivarim, we don't look at it as dam, then what's this whole conversation about there being a psul yotze? But the Gemara says, namucha domo yishom sham nunes. Maybe the issue of yotze over here is not the dam that was yotze, because it could be dam muvle beivarim is not dam. But the sham nunes is a little bit of fat that's inside the animal, that too is going to shoot up. And as a result, that's going to be Nesarif together with the dam that you were makabel. So it could be the issue over here wasn't the dam amuvla, it could be the issue was the shamnunas. If dam amuvla be'evarim is dam, then the issue is the dam. If dam amuvla be'evarim is not dam, there's still a way to understand Rav Ami in the name of Rav Eloza. But the Gemara asks another kasha, shamim minok, kapasa kachem kalim, sheyatsu lifnei zrikas dam. Puzzle. You know that there's a chilek between basar kachem kalim and basar kache kadashim, because although basar kache kadashim, as we said earlier, is nifsal b'yotze, if it goes outside the chaymes ha'azara, basar kachem kalim is not nifsal b'yotze. Basar kachem kalim l'kathchila you're allowed to eat outside the azara. Now, assuming that Rav Eloza's halacha was said both with regards to basar kachem kachem and basar kachem kalim, and you're telling me dam amuvlu be'evarim is really not dam, so the issue of yotze over here is not mitzad the dam. The issue of yotze is mitzad the shamnunis. So you see, there's a psul yotze on the shamnunis of basar kachem kalim. I thought there's no psul yotze on basar kachem kalim. The teretz is it's lifnei zrika. And it could be that lifnei zrika, even basar kachem kalim is treated like basar kachem kadashim, and there is a psul yotzes. It says the Gemara, at the very least, could we be mechiach from here that basar kachem kalim sheyatzel lifnei zrika is dam pasul? The Gemara says no. Don't be kachem kadashim. Who said we're talking about kachem kalim? Maybe we're talking about kachem kadashim. Right. The Tanur Rabban kachem kadashim shchitasim betzafim kibadam beklisharis betzafim. So this is a brisa that elaborates a little bit on the mission of Perek Ezel Mekayim. So kachem kadashim we know has to be Shachut, not just in the Azara, but in the Tzofen part of the Azara. Vekibol Damon Bikli Sharis Bitzofen. That was Rabbeinu Ephraim's Dirk. Remember? Shchitason Bitzofen, Vekibol Damon Bikli Sharis Bitzofen. It doesn't say Kli Sharis by Shchita. Shchita Lava Vaidi, Rabbeinu Ephraim was Machadish, that Shchita actually didn't require a Kli Sharis. Amad Bidarim, but the Kohen was standing in Darim, Bahushi Yadal Tzofen, Vishachad, Shchitason Shit. So what if the Kohen himself was standing in Darim, and he extended his hand into Tzofen so that the Shchita itself took place in Tzofen? It's going to be okay. You don't need that the Kohen should be standing in Tzofen. You just need that the Shchita should be taking place in Tzofen. Kibul, Kabbalah, Sabsu. What if the Kohen was standing in Darim, he stuck the Kli Sharis into Tzofen to do the Kabbalah? That's already possible. So the Shechita and the Kabbalah both have to be in Tzofen. What about the Kohen who's doing the Shechita, the Kohen that's doing the Kabbalah? Depends. Shechita, he himself can be standing in Darim. Kabbalah, he himself has to be standing in Tzofen. If the Kohen was Reishe V'Rubai in Tzofen, it's as if he was in completely in Tzofen. What happens if the animal, at the time you did the Shechita, so the animal jumps, so the second after the Shechita, it jumped to Darim, V'Chazra, and then went back to Tzofen. Kshera, it's going to be Kasha. What's the chiddush? The chiddush is there's no psul yotze when kachi kadashim goes from tzofen to darim. It would have been a havamina. What's yotze when something leaves its mechitzas? So maybe if the mechitzah of kachi kadashim is tzofen, so maybe when the animals pirchasa after the shechita, maybe after the kabbalah, like Rameir Simcha said, into darim, even if it goes back, maybe it should be nifsul b'yotze. There's no psul yotze. Kachim kalim shechitasim bifnim. The brisa continues. Kachim kalim, there's no din tzofen anywhere in the azari. You'll add a shechta. Kibbutz damim b'klisharis bifnim. Same halach. The Kohen was standing outside the Azara, and he stuck his hand into the Azara, and he shechted the Kachan Kalan. It's already a bigger chiddush. He's standing out of the Azara, not just out of Tzofen. He's out of the Azara. It doesn't matter. It's kosher. Kibel Kabbalah Sepsula. If he did the Kabbalah that way, it's possible. Hichnas Roisha Verubai, Ki Ilu Loin Nichnas. As it relates to Roisha Verubai, over here it's different. Here it's Ki Ilu Loin Nichnas. Pirchas of Yotze. So what if the Kohen shechted the Kachan Kalan in the Azara? Right after the Shechita, the animal jumps, it springs to the other side of the mechitza, and then it comes right back. That's already a problem. Psula. Why? Because that's going to be yaitze. Says the Gemara, Shmami no. Ooh, can you prove from here that Basit Kachem Kalan Shiyatza Lifnei's Rika's Damim Psulim? You're telling me that the animal was Nifsal B'yaitze. What do you have? L'chura, all you have is the Basar of the animal. Maybe the Dam Hamuv L'Beivarim, but L'chura, you have the Basar of the animal. If you're telling me that there's a Psul Yaitze over here, and it's was clearly talking about Kachem Kalam. Right, that's what he said. Kachem Kalam Shchitasam Bifnim, Pirchas of Yotas of the Chazra, the Allah is, it's going to be possible. Why is the animal possible for going outside of the Azara? It's Kachem Kalam. Kachem Kalam is Nechal in the entire Yerushalayim. That means the Mechitzis of Kachem Kalam is not the Azara, it's the entire Yerushalayim. So why is there a Psul Yotze? Must be because it was Lifnei Zrika. So isn't it a Raya to this Machloikis that's going to be mentioned later in the Masechta, that even though Kachem Kalam is Nechal in the entire Yerushalayim, thus there's no Psul Yotze if it leaves the Chaymetz Hazar, it's only the Ach Hazrika. But if Nezrika it's not, the Gemara says, no, Dilma Ba'aliyah V'yaseh HaZakav, the Shtei Klayas. It's true, there are parts of the Kachem Kalam that are Nechal in Yerushalayim. And those parts could be even if Nezrika, there wouldn't be a Psul Yotze. What's that? That's the chelik that was Nechal the Kayanim, the chelik that was Nechal Abayim. However, there's a chelik of Basar Kachem Kalam that went Ligvoya, the Emurim, the part that went on the Mizbeach. That, there's no chelik between Kachem Kalam and Kachem Kadashim. Even Kachem Kalam, that there's a regular halach, it's not allowed to leave the Chaymas of Azara. And maybe when we talk about the Psul Yotze, we don't mean the Psul Yotze of the Basar that was Nechal. We mean the Psul Yotze of the Basar that went on the Azara. Zok the Gemara on the Mizbeach. So Avu the Shmuel asked his son Shmuel Shaila. So when you start the Gemara, it sounds, wow, Avuah the Shmuel had such chashivas, he's asking his son a Shaila. Avuah the Shmuel was a great Amoira in his own right. So he's asking his son a Shaila, but as you're going to see in the course of the Gemara, he was fahering him in a way more than simply asking him a question. Is it okay to shecht an animal where the animal, the majority of the animal is bifnim, but viragleo, the feet, are bachotz? Amalei say told him, Ksiv, the Pasuk says, Vihivium Lashem, and we learn from there, Achite Kula Lifnim, that the entire animal has to be Lifnim, says Rashi, and Tosfos. How does this shnim with the Gemara that we started the daf with? We had a whole festa sugya right in the beginning of the daf. He Bifnim Vragla Bechotz, where you were Chatach, whether it's going to be kosher, it's going to be Pasul, Dama Muvla Beivorim, Psul Yoitze, Falmum, touched on five or six important ideas in Seder Kachim. But it was all predicated on the fact that the Shechita was okay. There's nothing wrong with shechting an animal where it's he bifnim v'rag b'leh b'chutz. Shmuel just said it's a pasik. V'hivil l'ashem achetei kulo lefnim. So Rashi says, and Tosfos, that Shmuel was talking about the din l'katchil. L'katchila v'hivil l'ashem, it's supposed to be completely lefnei Hashem. B'dieved, if you shecht it, where raglav is bachot, it's okay. Rabbi Elazar was addressing that when you do that, beware of a potential psul yaitze issue. That's why he got involved in chatach, and that was the first gemara. Either way, so this is just discussing the lekatchila. So lekatchila, the entire animal has to be lifnim. Amalek sheir. So the gemara says shachta kulo tala v'shachad mai. What's the halacha if the koyen took the animal, he suspended it in midair? So you have to know how to do this. But the bottom line is the animal is now hanging. So it's not with its feet firmly planted on the ground, but it's firmly planted in the air somehow. So it's in the aver and it's hanging. And the Kohen goes and he does the Shechita. Is that going to be okay? It's the Fnei Hashem. It's not with 1 foot outside. It's completely in the Azara, but it's just not on the floor. Amalei, so Shmuel told his father, Ksheir, I think it's kosher. Amalei, Shtabash, he says, no, you're wrong. Be'inon, Shechita al Yerech v'lekat. There's a halacha that Kachi Kedoshim al Koponim has to be Shachot Tzofin, but al yerech hamizbeach. And yerech hamizbeach means it has to be literally adjacent to the parallel to the mizbeach. The mizbeach is on the floor. The animal has to be on the floor as well. So Avu d'Shmuel asked Shmuel another question. Nitla v'shachat ma'u. What would be the halacha if the kohen himself was hanging while the kohen was doing the shechita? Amalei psula. So he says it's going to be possible. If the animal can't be hanging, then he probably can't either be suspended in mid-air as the don't try this at home. But he probably can't either be suspended as he's yielding the sakin and doing the shechita. Amalei, he told Mishtabah. No, you're wrong. Shechita al yerech, but sheichet al yerech. The animal itself has to be al yerech. The sheich, oh, very frank, the svas emes. What's the havamina that the kohen should be able to? This is the halacha you have to stand, right? Doesn't it say lamoid? So if the kohen has to stand, then if he's in mid-air, l'churi, he's not standing. So the svas emes clear is when we say the kohen has to stand, does it just mean he can't sit? What does it mean he has to stand? He's not sitting, but he's also not standing. But either way, so he asked him another shayla, nitla v'kibel ma'u, what would be the halacha if the kohen was suspended in mid-air, he's hanging as he did the Kabbalah. Amalek shares. The Shmuel says, well, if you're allowed to be hanging while you do the Shechita, so you can probably be hanging when you do the Kabbalah. He says, no, Amalek shtabasht, ein derech shares pekach. Shechita lav avoidei. So you can be standing on your head when you do the Shechita. But Kabbalah? No, Kabbalah is the chan avoidei. Klishores, koyein, bigdei kuhuna, ein derech shares pekach. Then he asked him another shiloh, tolav ikibel ma'o, what would be the halacha if the animal was suspended in the ear while he was doing the Kabbalah? So Amalek, the Shmuel said, all right, this point, we got it right. Psula, if the mekabel can't be a mid-air, l'cher the animal can't either. Like, no, shtabash. No, that's already kosher. Kushchit al yerech, like a bal al yerech. There's no problem vein derech shiras pekach because the koyin is standing. The issue would be the animal. By shchita, it's a problem. Why? Because there's a din yerech. But yerech, so state by shchita, state nor by shchita. There's no halach of yerech when it comes to Kabbalah. So if there's no halach of yerech when it comes to Kabbalah, so by Kabbalah, it's going to be okay. The bottom line is, Avuah d'Shmuel asked Shmuel four questions. Shmuel got all four wrong. Ishtabasht. At the end of the day, Avud Shmuel told Shmuel, two of these cases, the halacha is going to be puzzle. Two of these cases, the halacha is going to be kosher. If the animal was hanging when he did the shechita, it's puzzle. Because there's a din yerech. If the koyin was hanging when he did the kabbalah, it's going to be puzzle. Ein derech shiras pekach. If the animal was hanging b'shas kabbalah, it's kosher. Because there's no halach of yerech when it comes to Kabbalah. If the kohen himself was hanging while he did the shechita, it's going to be kosher. Because shechita lav avodei. So male, there's no issue of ein derech shiras pekach. Amar Abaya argues. Abaya says, I have it differently with regards to these four questions. Bekachi kadoshim, kulam suas. When it comes to kachi kadoshim, all four cases, the halach is going to be possible. Bar min nitla v'shachat. The only case where it's going to be okay is if the kohen himself was hanging while he did the shechita. But as it relates to the other three, they're going to be puzzle. So essentially, Abaya is arguing with only one case. Because Avu and Shmuel had two cases of puzzle and two cases of kosher. Abaya is saying they're all puzzle except for one. All meaning four, minus one, back of the envelope arithmetic, you have three. So according to Avu and Shmuel, two apostle, two are kosher. According to Abaya, three apostle and one is kosher. Which one did Abaya say is kosher? Nitla v'shachat, where the kohen himself was hanging and he did the shechita. Meaning, which one is he arguing with Avuah d'Shmuel? Is if the animal was hanging b'shas kabbalah. According to Abaya, that's part of the kulam psulois. According to Avuah d'Shmuel, it's going to be kosher. Now, why did Avuah d'Shmuel say it's kosher? Because although if the animal is hanging b'shas the shechita, it's possible. That's because it's a din yerech by shechita. But it doesn't say yerech by the kabbalah. So what did Abaya hold? So Rashi says, Abaya held that even though there's no din yerech by kabbalah, but there's a din tzofen. And aver tzofen is lav kitzofen, dami. Chiddush. That even though there's a concept of aver, that was the sugi of nishpach, aver kli kli, but the aver tzofen is not kitzofen, dami. Leave that for the lamdan. So being that aver tzofen is not kitzofen, so it's for that reason, being that Kabbalah, even though there's no din yerech, there is a din tzofen, that's going to be. But that's with regards to kachim gedashim. What about kachim kalim? Bekachim kalim kulung sheris. In kachim kalim, everything is going to be kosher. Bar min nitla v'kibel, with the exception of the koyin who's hanging, doing the Kabbalah, because the same ein derech shiris bekach that you have with kachim gedashim, you have with regards to kachim kalim. Kabbalah is not any less an avoided by kachim kalim than it is by kachim gedashim. Now, incidentally, there's no reason to assume Avuah d'Shmuel would argue with this. Avuah d'Shmuel was clearly talking about kachim gedashim. Because what was Avuah D'Shmuel's svara to say that shechita, if the animal was hanging, there's an issue? Because it says yerech. Where does it say yerech? In the pasuk of Tzofin, which is talking about Kachik Adashim. So the truth is, Avuah D'Shmuel's not going to argue with this. Because Avuah D'Shmuel had two cases of pasul. One was pasul because it's a din yerech. That's only true for Kachik Adashim. The other case of pasul was where the kohen was hanging doing the Kabbalah. Abaye agrees with that. So really, the machlekes Avuah D'Shmuel and Abaye is only one case. The case is where the animal itself is suspended in mid-ear at the time of the Kabbalah. According to Avuah D'Shmuel, it's okay. Shechita would be a problem because it's a din yerech, but Kabbalah is not din yerech. According to Abaye, it's not going to be okay because at the very least it's a din tzofen when it comes to Kabbalah. And Abrit tzofen is lavkit tzofen dami. Oh my, Rava asked Abaye, Maishna tol v'kibul b'kachim kalim d'ksheira. So tol v'kibul b'kachim kalim, Abaye said is okay. Tol v'kibul b'kachim kadoshim is not okay. According to Avuah D'Shmuel, it was always okay. But in Abaye, it was a problem. That was the chiddush of Abaye over Avuah D'Shmuel. That tol v'kibul is a problem. Because even though there's no din yerech, but there's a din tzofen, and Avir tzofen has to be kitzofen. But he clearly said that tol v'kibul is only an issue when it comes to kachik kadashim. It wasn't an issue by kachim kalim. Now, why is it an issue by kachik kadashim? We said, because Avir tzofen is lav kitzofen dami. But Rava said, if Avir tzofen is lav kitzofen dami, then Avir ptim shouldn't be kiptim dami. That's what we need the London for. So Amar Rava, maish not tol v'kibul b'kachim kalim, nikshay with Avir ptim kifnim dami, b'kachik kadashim nami Avir tzofen kitzofen dami. Allah Amar Rava. So Rava argued with Abaye, and he said, bein b'kachim kadashim, bein b'kachim kalim, ksheirois, everything is kosher, bar, with the exception of tol v'shochat b'kachim kadashim. If the animal itself is suspended by kachim kadashim, it's a problem. Everybody held that was a problem because it's a din tzofen. And nitla v'kibel, if the kohen himself is the one that's hanging, and he does the kabbalah, that too is a problem. Bein b'kachim kadashim, bein b'kachim kalim. If you do the cheshbon, it comes out that Rava is essentially saying what Avuah D'Shmuel said. What did Rava say? They're all kosher with the exception of two. Which two? Nitla v'kibel, tol v'shacha. Those were the two exceptions of Avuah D'Shmuel. All Rava was meisif over what Avuah D'Shmuel said was he mentioned kachim kalim. Avuah D'Shmuel never mentioned kachim kalim. But the truth is, if you wanted to figure out by yourself what Avuah D'Shmuel would hold by kachim kalim, you would l'chura come out the same way. You would say that all the cases are going to be kosher, with the exception of nitla v'kibul, with the exception of the kohen hanging doing the kabbalah. Kohen hanging doing the kabbalah, just like it's a problem to kachim kadashim because they ain't derech shiris pekach, it's a problem to kachim kalim also because they ain't derech shiris pekach. What was the other pasulos? What was the other case where Avuah D'Shmuel had it pasul? Where the animal was hanging b'shach shechita. Why was it pasul? Because of yerech. There's no din yerech by kachim kalim. So it's not such a chiddush. So essentially, you have three Amayroim that chime in this Cheshbin Gemara. Avuah D'Shmuel, Abaye, Rava, also Shmuel, by the way. But Avuah D'Shmuel, Abaye, Rava. Avuah D'Shmuel and Rava are L'chura saying the same thing. Rava's just being Maisif at Allah by Kachim Kalim. Abaye argues. What does Abaye argue? One case. Abaye argues, whereas Avuah D'Shmuel and Rava both held that if the animal was hanging at the time of the Kabbalah, it would be kosher. Abaye held it wouldn't be kosher. What's the shaila? Do you say that just like Avir Pnim Kipnim, Avir Tzofen Kitzofen? Abaye held no. Avir Tzofen is lav Kitzofen Dami. Boy, mine Rabbi Yirmiyah Mirab Zeira. Hu Befnim. What happens if the Kohen himself was inside the Azara at the time that he was doing the Avodah? The Tzitzisoy Bachutz. But his tzitzis were bachutz. So what does tzitzis mean? Says Rashi. It doesn't mean what it usually means, but rather tzitzis roishoy. It means it's here. So the kohen himself is inside, but the kohen's here is outside. What's the halacha? Excellent kasha. Amalei. So he told him, Lav Amrit. Doesn't it say v'hiviyam l'Hashem atchitovay kulu lefnim? Hachanami b'vayim aloyim moyet atchiyovay kulu loyim. Just like we darshened early, v'hiviyam l'Hashem, that at least the katchila there's a din that the animal has to be completely inside the makom hamikdash. So too it says b'vayim aloyim moyet atchiyovay kulu loyim moyet. If the tzitzis are outside, he's not kulu loyim moyet. If he's not kulu loyim moyet, then the chura, if that's the case, it's going to be an issue. Excel. So before we go weiter and we start the sugya of Zrika Shalevim Kaimah, this is one of the sugyas that you have to put an asterisk in when you learn Masechta Zvachim. So before we start that, just two ha'aras. Number one, we began the sugya with a discussion of an animal that itself was inside the Azara, Viragleo Bachotz. The kohen did the shechita, and the question is, do you say that being that the regal was Bachotz, so the dam that was inside the regal now becomes Nisariv with the dam on Ethesh at the time that you do the Kabbalah? That dam, l'chayra, was possible b'yaitzeh. So if it's possible b'yaitzeh, you can have an issue. So the Gemara had three versions until we figured out exactly what Rabbi Elazar said, and a whole sugya, not such an easy Gemara, but bottom line is, the Gemara says it could be a major issue. You have to make sure you chatach, that you cut the animal, not to the point where you make it about mum, because that has its own issues, but to the point, at least, where you knock off the blood flow from that foot to the tzavra behema. It's like this, you're not going to have any dam that was nesariv, that was nifsal b'yaitzit. Tosfos on the top of Chavava Menalev asks an obvious kasha. Luyat Soyer, a little bit of dam, came from the regal into the tzavra behema. But I think everybody would agree, says Tosfos, that the majority, the overwhelming majority of the dam, came from the tzavra behema. So why don't you say that the little bit of dam that came from the regal of the behema should be bottle beroiv to the dam that came to the tzavra behema? What happened to the halachas of bittel beroiv? Says Tosfos, I'll read it inside. The dam posel in a bottle beroiv. That really, in order to properly understand the sugya, you have to know this halacha. That dam posel, when it comes to kachim, is not bottle beroiv. Kidemuchach beperek ataruvis. It's a bizundir halach in the Beis HaMikdash, and even though ordinarily in Kol HaTorah Kula, when it comes to Issa Vehetet, there's a concept of Bittel B'Rayv, not when it comes to Kachim. Dam Posel in Kachim, ain't no Bittel B'Rayv. As long as I'm close to answer this question, the Mishnah Melech, in Hilchas Metame Mishko V'Moshe, it's an end of Perek Aleph, it's a long piece, says that Avada, what Tosfos is saying, is richtig. But what Tosfos said was L'Ravcha the Milsa. Meaning, even if there wouldn't have been this Gemara in Perek HaTaruvos, the Kamon, the Fayin Tesla Mabez, Tais still wouldn't have a Kasha. Meaning, the Kasha of let the dam that's possible Yotze be Batal Beroiv, if you know the halachas of Bittal Beroiv, Fank Nishtan. And it's based on a Mardchai, a gewaldige chiddush from the Mardchai that's worth speaking out in the Sechtes Chulin. The context of the Mardchai was discussing a woman that's doing chalitza. And one of the things she had to do, when she did chalitza, she has to spit at the chaylitz, at this person that's me'en yavami, that doesn't want to do yibum. The Gemara discusses what happens if there was a little bit of blood in her saliva when she spat. It's a problem. Because it has to be dafka saliva, roik, and does not let it be any dam. And the Mardchai asks the obvious question, why doesn't a little bit of dam become bottle beroiv to the roik? She has to spit saliva. A little bit of blood came out. Okay, so there's a little bit of blood. If there's a little bit of milk in your chicken soup, it still could be okay, because this concept of bittel beroiv, there's not allowed to be milk there. So there's a little bit of dam inside the roik of the yavama. Why is that a problem? Why is that an issue? What happened to bittel beroiv? Says the Mardchai Chiddush. The only time you say bittel beroiv is if you had a davar aser and you had a davar mutter. They're both in front of you, and then they were nesarev. So if a davar mutter and a davar aser are nesarev, then you have a halacha of bittel beroiv. But something that mitchilas briyasa was a taruvis, when it came into the world, as far as we're concerned, for the first time, it was already in a matzav of taruvis, there's no halacha of bittel beroiv. As I look to Mardchai, and the poskim bring this Mardchai, there's many different applications to it. The income of koymer lahachin, cheschinuch is mayruchin in a mitzvah gimel, the mitzvah shloi lechel gid anosha. But this is the chiddush of the Mardchai in the sugyas of bittel beroiv. It says the Mishlo Melech, l'chura, that would be a pashta teres of Tosfos kasha. Tosfos says, why don't you say that the dam in the regel is, although it's nifsal b'yotze, but it should be bottle beroiv to the dam that's in the tzavra behema. So it says the Mishmalach, from our perspective, the dam of the behema was yotzo la'avra oilam in a matzav of taruvus. I understand when it's inside the animal, everything is in its own place. But when it was yotzo la'avra oilam, tchilas briyosoi was in a matzav of taruvus. All the dam came out, and when the dam came out, it was dam from the regal, it was dam from the tzavra behema, it started off as a taruvus. It's not the pshat that you had dam that was possible, and you had kosher dam, and the two things got famish. That's when you need the Gemara, and tell Kamara, the fine test on the base, to know that there's no halacha, bittel beroiv, when it comes to dam kachim. But dam that was yotzel, avra, even betchilas, priyasa, zokta mishlam melech, without ayin test on the base, without the kamon, without this special chiddush that by kachim you don't say bittel beroiv, based on the ordinary rules and regulations of bittel beroiv, there wouldn't be a bittel beroiv, because it would be a pashut zushtel to this Mardchai. Says Mishlamach, I understand why Tyson didn't say it. It's not because Tyson didn't hold it a Mardchai. Stama Tyson did hold it a Mardchai, says the Mishlamach. He didn't say it because he said a l'rabcha the milsel. If he MS, it's pashut that by kachem you don't say. So why shtel to a Mardchai when you can shtel to a Gemara? At the end of the day, the Gemara says it's never bittel beroiv. But the Gemara really wasn't said for such a case. The Gemara was said for a case where I had dam that was nifsal b'yotze, and now I have regular dam. It's nafkin in that case that this halacha was said. Shalos, what's the makar to this Mardchai? I mean, it's a very big Kiddush. Only if it was Yotza La'avira Oilon in an independent state, and then afterwards it was Nasarav, you say Bittel Beroiv. It's only that Mitchilas Briyasa was a Taruvus, you don't say Bittel Beroiv. And Michas Chinuch talks about it in Mitzvah Gimel, and Michas Chinuch quotes the Noid B'Yehuda. He says the Noid B'Yehuda is very posh, because what's the Makar to Bittel Beroiv? It's learned out from a Pasuk in Pashas Mishpatim, Achrei Rabim Lahatos. Bezin Shalchav Gimel convened to decide whether somebody is Chayav Misa. If 13 said he's Chayav Misa and 10 said that he's not Chayav Misa, they gave him Misa's Bezin. Why? We went go Basar Roiv. Achir Rabim Lahatis. And even though the Din Roiv that the Pasuk of Achir Rabim Lahatis is talking about is not Bittul B'Roiv, it's the Roiv that's Machriya Sveikis. We've spoken about this many times. But the Rishayim throughout Shah say that that Pasuk is the Makar to the halacha bittul b'roiv as well. It's from there we know that if there's a taruvah a mitzvah heter, the miyut becomes what? In that case, the taruvah didn't come la'avra oilam in a state of a taruvah. Each dayan issued his psak independently. They all cast their vote independently. And then we took all the votes, thus the proverbial taruvah, and we decided what the emes is, and we go basarai. If all the dayanim would vote at the same second, everybody would say chayv zaki zaki chayv. Okay, then it would be yotzalavra oilam in a matzav of taruvas. But look, the Noida Yehuda, as quoted by the Minchas Chinuch, that's not what happened. Reuven said zaka, Shimon said chayv, Levi said zaka, Yehuda said chayv. Then each person cast his vote. That means right now each person independently is casting. It's only later that it's nesarif. Being that it's only later that it's nesarif, so Noida Yehuda said zil basa makar. What's the makar to vittel b'roiv? Achir rabim lahatos. So he said a gevaldige chiddush. I'll tell you just one. What came to mind was a Levush, the Taz in Hilchas Sukkah. It's a Zimit Tov Reish Lachmit Beis. He brings a Chiddush from the Levush that at first glance, when we learn the Sukkahs of Chulin, is going to be a Gevaldige Chiddush. It's an unbelievable Chiddush. The Levush said, we know that the only time you say Bittul B'Roiv is if you can't identify the Isser and the Heter. Meaning, if you see what's Aser and what's Mutter, there's no Bittul B'Roiv. Not Lach B'Lach, not Yavish B'Yavish. Bittul B'Roiv is with us, right now, it's all confused. A taruvas, by definition, taruvas doesn't mean they're in the same bowl. Taruvas means they're tamish. You don't know what's what. To the extent that you know what's what, it's by definition not a taruvas. The Levush said, no, it's not. It's only midrabbanan that's true. Midai raisa, even if it's nicker the iser and the heter, you could leave it there. And it's still batul b'roiv. Midrabbanan, where it's nicker iser, there's no batul b'roiv. Midai raisa, yeah. Very big kiddush. Says the Taz, what's the makar to the Levush? The Taz, because what's the makar to Bittul B'Roiv, Achir Rabim Lahatis. V'hotsam yodina, mihem amechayvim, mihem amezakin. You know who's saying chayv, you know who's saying zakai. Being that you know who's saying chayv, you know who's saying zakai. So, zul basa makar. The makar is a case where you can identify it's nikar, the iser, so to speak. So you can have this halacha even where it's nikar, the iser. So because the makar, the Bittul B'Roiv, is Achir Rabim Lahatis. Even though at first glance, Achir Rabim Lahatis is not a case of Bittul B'Roiv. That's the chiddush. But being that the makar to Achir Rabim Lahatis, the makar to Bittul B'Roiv is that sugya, so we have to go based on the guidelines of what that sugya is discussing in order to determine what the halachas are going to be. So with regards to the Mardchai's Chiddush, that a taruvis, that was a taruvis mitchilas priyasa, you don't say Bittul B'Roiv. With regards to the Levush's Chiddush, that even where it's nikar iser, still midday rising in that Bittul B'Roiv, that's the first aura. The second aura is, what would be if the kohen was inside? Rashi says, what does tzitzisai mean? Tzitz is roisha b'chotz. So the kohen is standing in the azara, and his hair is outside of the azara. The question is it okay? Or is it not going to be okay? The kasha is, it's a pella. We know the halacha is that a kohen who did the avodah had to make sure that his hair wasn't too long. The Rambam brings in Hilchas Bias Mikdash, Perek Aleph Halacha Ches, Koyin Shagad Al Sairoi, a Koyin whose hair grew long, Asur Loili Hikonis Men HaMizbeach Lefim. He's not even allowed to walk past the Mizbeach. V'im Nichnas, if he does, V'Avad, and he does the Avayidah Chai Misa B'Dei Shemayim, K'Shikr Sha'Avad. He's like a Shikr Shenemar. Rambam says, learn that from a Pasuk. Halacha Yudav, Kamo Hu Gidol HaPera, what's too long? So how do you define here that's too long? Shleishim Yayim Kenazer, if it's grew for 30 days, it's already too long. Shenemar, boy, God, all Paris, ah, Roshoi, Dein Azir is Pachusim Shalosh Yom. Lefichach, Koyin Hedye, Ta'oivet, Megaleach, Mishloish Yom, Lushloish Yom. Every 30 days he had to take a haircut. Because his hair wasn't allowed to be more than 30 days long. That's the halacha of Koyin Hedye. So Lechura, I couldn't even read the Gemara. What's Pashup Shah? What's going on over here? How is it possible to have a Koyin who's inside and his hair is outside? I mean, if the Koyin shaved his head every 30 days, I mean, how long could his hair have gotten over a 30-day period that it's even possible that he's here and his hair is going to be someplace else? If he had long hair, Mimela. But Lechuri didn't have long hair. It wasn't possible for him to have long hair. So I'm going to tell you something interesting. Rashi says, Sitz is Roisha. But I'll tell you something very interesting. There's a Gemara, Daf Yotesam and Aleph. So the Gemara would discuss, Boi Mar Baravashi, Yotza Sairi B'Vigdei Mai, We know that a Kohen, when he wears his big day kahuna, he had to make sure that there was no chatzitza. So what happens if Sairoi was underneath his beged? Sairoi kegufay dami or lav kegufay dami? Would that create a chatzitza between the big day kahuna and the guf of the Kohen? Or would that not create a chatzitza? So says Rashi, what does it mean, yotza Sairoi? Mi roishoi lemata. Achenichnas benku tontai lepsara. If his hair was so long that it went from his head underneath his ksoinus. So now he has hair from his head that's underneath his ksoinus, and that's the shayla in the Gemara. Is that considered a chatzitza or is that not considered a chatzitza? Frank the Mikdash David. How in the world did Kain have such long hair? It's not possible to have such long hair. L'churi, he had to shave his head every 30 days. So if every 30 days, tiklachas, so how did he have hair that was so long? So the Mikdash David said, Enochanami. What he did was wrong. Hitaka wasn't allowed to have hair so long. But the Gemara still wants to know with regards to chatzitza whether it's going to be a problem. Nafkamina is, if a Kohen does the Avodah with his hair being too long, it's not Mechal the Avodah. If, however, there's a chatzitza between him and the Big Day Kahuna, maybe he has a din of a Mechusa Begadim, so it would be Mechal the Avodah. And the Gemara wants to know, I understand, this Kohen's Chayiv Misa B'Day Shamayim for what he did, because his hair was too long. But that doesn't mean the Avodah is possible. What about the Avodah? Is it a chatzitza or is it not a chatzitza? Azoy Zogt, by the way, the Cheschinuch says, in an art, that even if one hair was too long, even that already would be an issue. Doesn't mean that his whole hair, even one hair, that's all. But that's what the Mikdash David says. That the Shaila and the Gemara was with regards to whether the Avodah is going to be Mecha. But Enochanami, you want to know if what he did was wrong? Of course, what he did was wrong. He's going to be Chayiv Misa Bidei Shamayim. But Yedidi, Reb Shmuel Riven Grossman, showed me a shtickel that was printed in a Koivitz, who quotes from the Sefer Yechayin Pe'er, who brings from Reb Chanuch Tzvi HaKoyen Levin, Mi Benden, who was an Edom of the Sfas Emes. And he brings the Mikdash David's Kasha, and he says that, you know what the Teretz to the Mikdash David's Kasha is, and L'chura by extension will be a Teretz to our Kasha as well. Hocha B'mayaskinon, the Koyen's Payas. We're not talking about the Koyen's here. We're talking about the Koyen's Payas. It sits as Roshah. It's the payas. The chayra kohen was allowed to have payas, right? So if a kohen was allowed to have payas, that's what we're talking about. He had longer payas, and the payas went underneath the ksoinis. That's the shayla. Is it a chatzitza or is it not a chatzitza? The kohen is standing, he's doing the avodah. His payas are outside of the azara. So that's the question. Is it going to be okay or is it not? That's what he wanted to say. But the emphasis is, it's so partial what he's saying. Mechates the kohen was allowed to have payas. Now, everyone has to have payas, but for that, you just have to make sure that you're not over. Right? You don't have to have payas, doesn't have to be that long in order not to be over the Issa Deiraisa of Loi Sakifu. So it's a nice shayla. Was a kohen allowed to have payas, or was he not allowed to have payas? So Shulam even showed me in this koivitz, he showed me two different shtiklach. One shtickle, the person that put the shtickle together, this malake, said that he asked the shayla to Reb Chaim Kanievsky, and Reb Chaim Kanievsky told Avada the kohen wasn't allowed to have payas. Why should you think he's allowed to have payas? He has to make sure that he has something. He's not over loisakifu pasra ishchem. But to have langa payas, no, he couldn't have it. He wasn't allowed to. It's a bezunder din that the kohen couldn't be priya rosh. He wasn't allowed to grow his hair too long. But in the other shtickle, the other person says that he asked Reb Chaim Kanievsky. Reb Chaim Kanievsky said it's okay. And then he said that he brings there from Reb Yitzchak Zilberstein, who said that he asked his shver Reb Yashiv. Reb Yashiv also said that it was okay. It was okay for a kohen to have it as long as it was neat. But al kopanim, and the svaris seemed to be that what's the idea that a kohen's not allowed to be priya rosh? Kohen's not allowed to be priya rosh because he has to make sure that he looks nice. I mean, he has to be pe'er. That's the whole idea. The kohen has to look handsome and beautiful. So imagine you tell a kohen, the yid looks a certain way, and you tell the kohen he's not allowed to look that way. So im lecha I pe'er gedoy l'mizu. But whatever the svara is, but I'll go upon him, just something interesting. Was a kohen allowed to have payas? Or was a kohen not allowed to have payas? Regardless, okta mishnah vayta. Nosnei al gabi akevesh. So we know that when the kohen did zrika with an animal, so every carbon had its own makom, its own place, exactly where the zrika was supposed to be done. Right, so a chatas had to be lamayla michuta sikra on the four corners of the mizbeach. The oila was lamata michuta sikra. We had a little bit of it in the pirchis that the Gemara went through in the first parak. But the bottom line is there was a special place on the mizbeach where the zrikas was supposed to be done. Additionally, different karbanas were brought on different mizbechas. So, for example, most karbanas were brought on the mizbech achitzayin, but you had the chatois apnimiyos. There were certain karbanas chatas that were brought on the mizbech apnimi. By the way, on Yom Kippur, there were even zrikas that were done on the pareichas. There were even zrikas that were done on the bein abad. Sok de mishnah nosnei al gabi akevesh. What if the kohen did the zrika, but he did the zrika in the wrong place? He did it on the ramp, Now, you know, you're not supposed to do the zrika on the ramp. Or shaloi keneged the yisoid. He did it on the mizbeach itself, but not on the part of the mizbeach that was keneged the yisoid. That was the hole in the mizbeach where they used to pour the shirayim. That was the part of the mizbeach he was supposed to do the zrika, and this kohen didn't do it over there. He took the zrikas that was supposed to be lamata michot asirka, and he did it lamayla michot asirka. He took the ones that was supposed to be lamayla michot asirka, and he did it lamata michot asirka. That's the tone. Bifnim michot v'tone michot v'tim. Or he got the wrong mizbeach. He took a dam of a mizbeach of a carbon that's supposed to go on mizbeach achitzin, and he brought the mizbeach apnimi, or vice versa. Says the Mishnah apostle, the aim by karis. Whoa. Now, why would you think there should be chorus? That already we're going to see in tomorrow's daf. But for now, pasul, says the Mishnah. The halacha is that the zrika is going to be pasul. So at first glance, when you read the Mishnah, what does it sound like the Mishnah says? The Mishnah seems to be saying that the makoim of the zrika is ma'akif. In other words, a zrika shaloi bim kaimai, lav zrika. It sounds at first glance, it's before a Mishnah pasul. Stating that, zokti gemar, amashmul, pasul, pasul. When the Mishnah says pasul, it doesn't mean that the carbon is pasul. Carbon's not possible. Not just that, the bailum gets a kapor. Avo bailum nischap. What then does possible mean? It means the boss is possible. And this is based on an idea that we've spoken about, but we have to speak about it again. And that is that the zrikas hadam had two functions. It was the meratz, it was the mechap, it was the climax, it was the pinnacle. It was the dover hama'ak, it was the thing that created ritza and kapor. But it also served an ancillary function, and that is that in order for the koyin and the bailum to eat the basar of kachin, you had to do a zrika. So essentially, a zrika was the mechaper, the zrika was also the matter. It was matter basar achila, and it was also mechaper. We'll speak more about that. But for now, said Shmua, when the Mishnah says that a zrika that was done in the wrong place, aka zrika shaloi bim koyma is pasul, it means with regards to the ability for the zrika to be matter. A zrika shaloi bim koimai doesn't have a koyach to be matter, but as it relates to its ability to be mechaper, it could be mechaper. And what does pasul mean? Pasul basar. Avo bailim? Nischaper. So zrika shaloi bim koimai is kim koimai dami, and it's lav kim koimai dami. It's kim koimai dami with regards to the kapara, it's lav kim koimai dami with regards to the ability to eat the basar. My time, how do I know that? The amakra said, Shmuel Sontar from the pasuk. The pasuk says, ki nefesh habasar badami, vani nesatav lechem ala mizbeach, lechaper al nafshay seichem, ki adam hu banefesh yichaper. Said, Shmuel, vani nesatav lechem ala mizbeach, kiven shigi adam le mizbeach, as long as the dam gets on the mizbeach, nischaper bayum, that's enough for the bayum to get kapar. Ihochi basanami. So if the zrika shleibim koyme is kim koyme dami with regards to kapar, why isn't it with regards to basa? Amakro lechaper. It says vani nesativ lochem ala mizbech lechaper, and we darshan lechapar nesativ v'loy ledavaracha. It only works with regards to kapar. It doesn't work with regards to davaracha. Alma kasav zrika shleibim koyme kim koyme dami. Bottom line is, you see that Shmuel Shita is that zrika shleibim koyme is kim koyme dami. Says the Gemara Tanam beidach pirkin. Problem is tzedonacha mishnah. So this mishnah right here in Chavav Amud Aleph discusses the halacha of zrika shleibim koyme. There's another mishnah that also discusses the halacha of zrika shleibim koyma, and that's a mishnah on daf lamed beis. We have to be a little bit familiar with that mishnah in order to understand the next gemara. That mishnah is the first mishnah in the third parak. And the first mishnah of the third parak is the antithesis of the first mishnah in the second parak. The first mishnah of the second parak discussed all the psulim that can't do kabbalah ilacha zrika. The first mishnah of the third parak discusses all those same psulim that although they can't do kabbalah ilacha zrika, they could do shchita. Mishnah begins, Kol ha-psulin she-shachtu, shchitas an-ksher, sha-shchita k'sher b'zorim u-v'noshim, v'avodim u-b'tmeim, v'afilu b'kadosh k'doshim, v'chulu v'chulu. L'fichach, the Mishnah continues, heim poysel v'machshav. It's for that reason that if a posel would do the shchita, with the machshava ha-piseles, the machshava ha-piseles would be a problem. Why would it be a problem? Because if a posel is allowed to do the shchita, so when he does the shchita, it's a shchita. If he now has a machshava zara, a machshava spigel, for example, or if it's a chata zva, the pesach, a machshava shloi l'shma, that machshava is going to be a problem. Mishnah says, v'kulon shekiblu es adam chutz hazman v'chutz m'kaymai. But if they did the kabbalah with a machshava chutz hazman v'chutz m'kaymai, and yesh dam ha-nefesh yachsa ha-kosh v'kabbal, it doesn't make the carbon posel. And if there's more dam, do another kabbalah. It's not a problem. Because if a posel does kabbalah, it's not a kabbalah. So if he has a machshava psula, it's not a machshava psula. So a posel that could do shchita, says the Mishnah, and has a machshava psula, the machshava psula is going to passel. If not, not. Skipping to the end of the Mishnah. Then the end of the Mishnah picks up exactly where what our Gemara quotes. Nosne al gabi akevesh loy keneged ayisoid. Nosne nesanitonim lemato lemaylo. Vesanitonim lemaylo lemato. Vesanitonim bifnim bechutz. Vesanitonim bechutz bifnim. And yesh dam hanefesh. There too the halach is, if there's any leftover dam, yachzer akosher v'yakabal. Now the Gemara understands now that that last part of the Mishnah is discussing any person that did a zrika. Any person that does a zrika shaloi b'mkoymoi. So the halacha is, if there's leftover dam, do it all over again. If you're going to tell me that a zrika shaloi b'mkoymoi is kimkoymoi, why do you have to do another zrika? Again, the end of the Mishnah, if you look at it in a vacuum, seems to be saying, if you did a zrika, you did it in the wrong place, literally our Mishnah. So what's the halacha? If there's any leftover dam, do another Kabbalah. What's the kasha? Bishloim, if you understand our Mishnah literally, that a zrika shloim koima is not a zrika, so it makes perfect sense. The zrika wasn't good. If there's leftover dam, do another zrika. But if you're going to tell me that a zrika shleibim koyme is kim koyme dami, lama li yachsa kasha v'yikabel? Why do you have to do another zrika? You did it already. V'chitem, you're going to tell me lahat basa b'achilo. Maybe the reason you're doing another zrika is not to get kapara. You're right, you got kapara already. But it's to be mata basa b'achilo. But frek de gemara, mi'ika zrika delay mechaperes v'shayu basa b'achilo. Is there something, is there such a thing as a zrika that this doesn't have a koyach to be mechaper? But at the same time, it's going to be mata basa b'achilo? So what's the idea of doing another zrika? L'chura, in our Mishnah, Shmuel maybe is right. But it says pasul, maybe it means the bus is pasul. But the zrika itself is kosher. But the next Mishnah, L'chura, is a mefurish raya not that way. Because the Mishnah says, if you did a zrika shleibim kaim, do another zrika. If you got kapara, how are you doing another zrika? Elamai, you're going to do the other zrika for what you didn't get? To be mata basa b'achila? No such thing. You can't tell me that this zrika is not mechapa. Why? Because I got kapara already. But this zrika is going to be mata basa b'achila. So the Gemara says, either yave kosher achanami. If that Mishnah, the safe in the Mishnah, was in a vacuum, and it's talking about what a regular kasha person did this rika, you'd have a good kasha. But hachamai skin in the ave pasul. That Mishnah is not discussing where a kasha did this rika shleibim kaimai. It's discussing a pasul. It's behemshech to the beginning of the Mishnah. That's what we spoke at the beginning of that Mishnah. It's discussing kolapsulin. A pasul could do shchita. A pasul can't do kabbalah. A pasul also can't do zrika. And that's what the Mishnah is saying. That if a pasul does zrika, it's not a zrika. I understand, but a pasul did the zrika. But at the same time, you could do it all over again. But the Gemara says, for the Havidah, to the extent that a pasul did it, shouldn't it be a problem? I mean, the Gemara is assuming now that every zrika psula knocks out a carbon. And there's no halacha of yachser v'yikabel. Do the kabbal all over again. How do you know that? Because the Mishnah said, the kulon shekiblu, that Mishnah said that any pasul that did the Kabbalah chutzazman with a machsheves pigel, im yesh dam hanefesh yachsa kosh v'yikabel. The machsheves pigel is not a good machsheves pigel, being that a pasul was the one that did it b'shas kabbalah, that a pasul is not allowed to do kabbalah, so you could do the kabbalah all over again. It sounds like only kibla in zarkulay, only by kabbalah is there a halacha that if a pasul does kabbalah, meaning what's the Mishnah saying? If a pasul did the kabbalah with a machsheves pigel, it's not a machsheves pigel. Therefore, you could do the Kabbalah again. How could I do the Kabbalah again? Enochinami wasn't Machshavas Pigel, but a pasul did the Kabbalah. Shouldn't that pasul the carbon? So the Gemara is saying no. That even though ordinarily a pasul can't do Kabbalah, but it doesn't mean that if a pasul does do Kabbalah, you can't do it again. But the Mishnah only said it regarding Kabbalah. The Mishnah didn't say it about Zrika. So lama machinadiyah kibla in zarkulay. Doesn't it sound like only when a pasul does Kabbalah you could do another Kabbalah? But if a pasul does Zrika, you can't do another Zrika. My time alam mishum da have a dachui. Isn't it because it's dachui? So if it's dachui, so how could you tell me that the end of that Mishnah that discusses Zrika shleibim kaimai is discussing a pasul that does Zrika shleibim kaimai? And when a pasul does Zrika shleibim kaimai, you could do another. I thought when a pasul does the avodah, whether it's a zrika bim kaima, zrika shleibim kaima, once a pasul does the avodah, that in and of itself makes it dachoy, knocks out the carbon. There's no way to do it. The Gemara says, "Loi, mishum the pasul b'machshava." Meaning, really, the end of the Mishnah is talking about a pasul that did a zrika shleibim kaima, a regular kasha that did a zrika shleibim kaima. It's kim kaima dami. There's no yachsa kasha v'yikapa. The Mishnah is talking about where apostle did it. Apostle did it, it wasn't a good zrika. I thought we had a dik, kiblu in, zarkulai, that if an apostle does a zrika, it's dachli. It's true. But only with regards to where we had the dik. What was the dik? The dik was with regards to apostle that had a machshav of chutz l'zman and chutz l'mkayma. So if you did the Kabbalah that way, yachsa kasha v'yikapa. Regarding that, we're going to make a dik that if he did the zrika with a machshav as pigle, that's going to apostle it. Meaning the only time there's a halacha that a pasul that does the zrika is a problem, if the pasul did it with a machshavas pigel. But a regular pasul doing the avodah not, and that's the diyak. You're right, kibla yin zarkulay. But only with regards to what the Mishnah was discussing. What was the Mishnah discussing? A kohen pasul that did the kabbalah with a machshavas pigel. If a Kohen Pasul would do this Zrika with a Machshavas Pigel, it would not get out. But the Gemara asks two problems with that. Number one, Yachi Kabbalah Nami. What's the difference between Kabbalah and Zrika? V'oid, mi Pasul Machshavah, v'amai Rav, im Machshavah me'els, av misha roi lavoidah, v'davai roi lavoidah, v'makam roi lavoidah. It doesn't make any sense in the world to say that a Kohen Pasul that has a Machshavas Pigel, somehow that's a Kohen Pasul that does Zrika, you could do another Zrika. Another Kabbalah and another Zrika. A Kohen Pasul that has a Machshavas Pigel, that already knocks out the carbon. The Machshavas Pigel, if it was had by a Kohen Pasul, it's not a Machshavas Pigel. Rabbi said it. Ein Machshava Mayelis, Ela B'Misha Ro'i La'Voida, U'B'Dover Ha'Ro'i La'Voida, U'B'Mokum Ha'Ro'i La'Voida. So the Gemara says, I hear. You're right. Absolutely right. So you have to say, Lo'i Teima Zorku Lo'i, Ela Eima Shachtu Lo'i. You have to say, again, in order for Shmuel to be able to learn the Mishnah on Daf Lamed Beis, Shmuel's going to have to say that when the Mishnah says, if you do a Zrika Shleibim Kaimah, you could do another Zrika, it's talking about where a Pasul was the one that did a Zrika Shleibim Kaimah. Why is the Mishnah talking about Pasul? Because that was the Reish of the Mishnah. The whole Reish is discussing Pasul. Don't we have a Diyik? What was the Diyik? Kibloi. If the Pasul had a Machshava B'Shas the Kabbalah, it's okay. It's Mashma B'Shas Rika not. No, don't make be Medaya Kibloi in Zarkuloi. Be Medaya Kibloi in Shachtoiloi. The Diyik, the comparison, what we're contrasting is not Kabbalah and Zrika, it's Kabbalah and Shechita. Maika Mashmal and Freik the Gemara. So what? But for that, I don't need the Pasul Machshava Tanina. That's the first part of the Mishnah. Lefichachem Pasul Machshava. Meaning, you're telling me that Kabbalah lafuke Shechita. It says beforeish in the Mishnah Shechita. Again, you have to see that Mishnah better inside in order to fully appreciate this Gemara. But the Mishnah said all the Psulim are allowed to do Shechita. Lefichachem Pasul Machshava. Therefore, a Pasul that does the Shechita with a Machshavas Pigel, it's Machshava. If he does Kabbalah, not. So you can't tell me when it says Kabbalah, it's coming to contrast it with Shechita. It says Shechita Mefurish. It's probably coming to contrast it with something that it didn't say Mefurish. Zrika. So the Gemara says, no, Haka Mashmona, but Kabbalah, Vechloi Pasul Machshava. My time, it could have No, don't, let's not get so excited. All the Mishnah is saying is, a Pasul's allowed to do Shechita. Therefore, if a Pasul does Shechita with a Machshavas Psul, it's going to be a Machshavas Pigel. A Pasul is not allowed to do Kabbalah or Hailacha or Zrika. Thus, be Kabbalah Ve'ela. Any machshava psula that the kohen is going to have is going to be a problem. So before we finish, just two short ha'aris, really short ha'aris, and then we'll pick up with some intense rate on the next stop. But for now, just two short ha'aris. Number one, it's yidua for Reb Chaim Briska that Reb Chaim said that we know the halacha is that when a kohen did zrika, so there was an idea of how many zrikas he had to do. Shtayim shein arba, arba, right? Every carbon had its own shulchan aruch of where the zrika was supposed to be done. And the amount of zrikas that was supposed to be done. Chaim said a chiddush that by a zrika shaloibim koimai, there's no minyan hazayis. This idea of multiple zrikas, depending on what the carbon is, that's only if the zrika is being done bim koimai. But if the zrika was being done shaloibim koimai, there that halacha is not going to be true. What's the lumdus? So we're going to have to look into that a little bit. But for now, that's Reb Chaim's vart. That the only time you have the minyan hazrikos, that's only if it was hazrika bim kaimai. Not if it was hazrika shaloi bim kaimai. They say over in Shir that Reb Chaim was once giving a bachar of faher in the Volozhiny Yeshiva. So this boy walks in, he's going to be fahered by Reb Chaim. So Reb Chaim asked him, Reb Chaim Briska, that how is it possible for a kohen gadol to do the avoda on Yom Kippur, and he'll be yotza the entire avodah with one zrika? How's that possible? You go through, say, the Masechtas Yuma, all the different azoyis and the zrikas that had to be done. So he said, how's it possible to do with one zrika? And the Bachar told Reb Chaim, zrika shalevim kaimai. Zrika shalevim kaimai, there's no minyan hazrikas. So all you need to do is one. If you're going to do one, it's going to be okay. So Reb Chaim told him, good. That's the answer I was looking for. But tzarechin, if it would really work. So in Shir, they want to know, what was Reb Chaim's tzarechin? That's the whole Shir. So what was Reb Chaim's tzarechin? Meaning, if Reb Chaim was mechadish that by Azrika Shleibim Kaimai, so the MS is, I mean, just thinking out loud, there's many issues that you have to address. First of all, the Avodah Yom Kippur came from multiple animals. There was the par, there was the sa'ir, so maybe one Zrika from the par, one Zrika from the sa'ir, but how could you be yoytzer the whole Avodah? B'chur, if there's a din, v'lochach midam ha'par, midam ha'sa'ir, how are you going to get that? Additionally, Zrika Shleibim Kaimai, the Mishnah said, is talking about the two mizbechos. L'mayla, l'mata, l'mata, l'mayla, b'fnim, b'chutz, b'chutz, b'fnim. What would be if the Kohen Gadol did a zrika on the pareches or on the Bein Abad? Is that included in the halacha of zrika shaloibim kaimai? Meaning zrika shaloibim kaimai, kim kaimai dami, maybe that's only if it's a mizbeach. So any mokim in the mizbeach, or any mizbeach is included in this halacha of zrika shaloibim kaimai. But the pareches and Bein Abad, that's a whole different entity. Man yemar that the chiddush of zrikas shleibim koymer was said with regards to the parochas. Well, if the koymer is bringing a regular carbon oil and he turns around in the hegel, boom, on the parochas. Is that a zrikas shleibim koymer? What does the parochas have to do with zrika? That's Yuma 101. The hazayis that was on the parochas. So maybe with regards to that, it has a din zrika. It sounds like a chiddush. Pasha, you can argue that way. You could say the pasuk says vaznina satav lachem ala mizbeach lachaper. That's the pasuk. That was Shmuel's makar. Zrikas shleibim koymer kim koymer dami. Either way, that's the first star. The second ha'ara is a kasha that the Avni Nezer brings in a tshuva. It's in Chayshem Mishpat from all places. It's in Chayshem Mishpat Simen Pei Vav. And the tshuva is a response to Chasan Bini HaChorif HaShonen Aharon. So it was sent to his son's Eden. In other words, Avni Nezer's grandson. So Avni Nezer's grandson, Chasan Bini HaChorif, and he asked to Zayda the following question. He said that the Gemara said that Shmuel holds that even though the Mishnah says Zrikas Shleibim Koymer is possible, it only means that the Basar is possible. You can't eat the Basar. But as it relates to Kapara, you're going to get Kapara. It's learned out from a Pasul. Meaning it's Kim Koymer Dami with regards to Kapara. It's Lav Kim Koymer Dami with regards to the Heter Achila. And the Gemara jumped on Shmuel from a Mefurish Mishnah. Mishnah Daf Lamed Beis Manal. The Mishnah said if you do a Zrikas Shleibim Koymer, if there's any leftover dam, you could do another Zrika. Pasha, we're talking about a regular kosher person that did Zrikas Shleibim Koymer. Now if Shmuel is Gerech, that Zrikas Shleibim Koymer is Kim Koymer Dami, why Yachzar Kosher V'Yakabel? Look, we got kapara already. Why are you doing another Zrika? If you're going to tell me you're doing the second kapara to get Bimata the Basar, what was the Gemara's kasha? Mi ikamidi? Is there such a thing? Zrika de lo mechaperes v'shayu basar v'achila? This Zrika is not going to be mechaper. Why not? You got kapara already. Is there such a thing as a Zrika that's not mechaper? You're going to get basar? So freak the anacle to the Avinezer. This Gemara's a pella. This kasha, mi ikamidi, wasn't that Rish Lakish's kasha on Daf Yamed Aleph? Remember, Reish Lakish was lying on his stomach in Beis Medrash, and Reish Lakish asked the question. He said, I understand the first mission of Masechet Zvachim. Kol Zvachim, Chidus B'chus Shlodosh Mon Kshere. Elish Loyola L'Bailim, L'Shem Chayva. What does Kasher mean? Kasher means you can eat the Basar, Rashi says. Kasher means you can do the Zrika. Kasher means you can be back to the Emurim, but Loyola L'Bailim, L'Shem Chayva. It's not Miratza, it's not Mechaper. If somebody was Chayev Oyla, you have to bring another Oyla. If you were Chayev Toida, you have to bring another Toida. She's a Manavshach, what's going on over here? If it's kosher, it should be Yalu, and if it's Yalu, it shouldn't be kosher. Mi'ikamidi, is there such a thing that you have a carbon that's not Mechaper, but it's Mutav Achila, and the Gemara came out? Yeah, it's learned out from a Pasik, whatever the Metzias was. But the bottom line is, it was a Mefurish Gemara. Isn't that the first mission of Masechet Zvachim? Kol HaZvachim Ksherim V'Loyalu. Ksherim means you can eat the Basar. Loyalu means it's not mechaper. That means the Zrika, that's going to be matter, the Basar, wasn't mechaper. So I just found you a Zrika. I found you a Zrika that's not mechaper, that was matter Basar. And if you remember the Sugi in that famous Aleph, the Gemara had another example of it. The example was where somebody was matter Shekhar and then he died. So the halacha is that the Yarshim are the ones that bring the carbon. The Pashtus is, who's the Bala carbon? The mace is the Bala carbon. Mekufya mechapra v'lay, mekiva mechapra. Right, that was the Gemara. Hey, davav. But Al-Kopanim seem to be a Mefurish Gemara. Again, that there's an idea that the Yarshim have a din to bring the carbon on behalf of their father. Hagam in kapar l'mase. So the father's not going to get any ritzui from this carbon, but it's going to be a kosher carbon. You're going to be able to eat the basar. So again, you have another example of a zrika that's not mechaper, but at the same time, it's matabasa b'achilot. Avni Nezer said a teretz. We'll leave that.